Radio Clyde has split the airwaves right in two to bring you the totally new Clyde FM 102.5. Solid music in stereo every weekend. A whole new station for a new generation. Clyde FM 102.5 hits the airwaves with more music and less chat. The sound that you asked for. Check it out every weekend from Friday at 4 p.m.
Check it out, check it out.
Clyde FM!
We've got a couple of friends joining us in the studio tonight, and one of them we haven't seen for about a week. The other we haven't seen for about 3 years. Chick McSherry from La Paz.
Hi, Dean, Tom.
And an old friend of ours, Billy Rankin, used to be guitarist with Nazareth. The last time we spoke to him, though, he was pursuing a solo career. He had an LP doing rather well in the States in
1984.
Good
evening, Tom.
Hi, hello.
How are you doing?
You know each other?
Yes, it was. It's been a while.
Ah.
Well, and we've still got our own hair, eh?
Some of us have.
Well, sorry.
Yeah. Check, let's...
moving right along.
Billy, tell us in 30 seconds what happened to that solo career. I mean, why has it been 4 years since...
Well,
the single charted, didn't it?
Yeah, the single charted in the States. The album did as well. Mm-hmm. And I did a solo tour in the States, which was successful as well, and recorded a second album. And then we ran into problems contractually. But I can't really go into too much detail on it because I might get sued again. But if it's taken about 3 years... Mm-hmm. Court-wise, just to even get out of my existing contracts to start something again.
What was the single called again?
Baby Come Back,
that's,
I believe.
Right.
Yes, you had to remind me of that.
you don't want us to play that tonight?
No, I'd rather... Well, I mean, it's 4 years out of date, Tom,
yeah,
isn't it? And it was geared for the pop market as opposed to the kind of, you know, the... Mm-hmm. It was really to get my foot in the door so that I could do what I really like doing, mm-hmm. which is kind of rock and roll.
Mm-hmm. How long were you actually with Nazareth?
4 years.
4 years.
From 1980 to 84.
You must just have been a baby when you joined.
20.
Really?
A bairn. I'm 42 now. Well, no, I was...
And that's just round the waist.
I was 42 after the first tour I did with them. Yes, it was a good bunch. I still see them.
Uh-huh.
Still a good bunch of guys.
You had some good memories of that.
Oh, yes, yes. Good. I mean, it was experience, and it was... Well, it certainly was experience, and it kind of got my... Once again, got my foot in the door. I mean, if it hadn't been for them, I wouldn't have got the solo career.
Hmm. And of course, some great laughs, because the boys are all comedians, aren't they?
Yes, yes. At least said about that, the better. Yes. I'll tell you a few stories off air.
Right, I look forward to that. Anyway, you've been doing what for the last 3 years?
The last 3 years I've been in court trying to sort all the legal things out, and legally the only thing I've been able to do is play live. So I've been gigging all over Glasgow. You may have heard a few reports of me playing just basically pubs, bars, hotels, whatever would take me,
mm-hmm.
to kind of keep the mortgage getting paid and to keep me kind of fit, you know, to keep the fingers going, keep the voice going.
Mm-hmm. Let's move over to our other guest now, Chick McSherry, guitarist extraordinaire.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Last time we saw you, Chick, was just a couple of weeks ago up at the Bruce Hotel. Chick, of course, guitarist with La Paz. And it was... basically a farewell gig, wasn't it, for Doogie, the vocalist?
Well, it was in this area. We did one other gig in Falkirk, but that's Doogie now on his merry way. Mm-hmm. And Andy, our keyboard player, left somewhat earlier than that, so we had two guitarists at that point. So, yeah, that's Doogie's now working in London. He's moving to London the end of this month. So,
mm-hmm. Has it been something, is it an amicable split, or did you all have a fight?
Doogie's my brother. I've never fought with him over anything, you know. It was just anybody that knows about the band and knows the history of the band knew what happened with the deal that never was, as it were, at the beginning of the year, where we were supposed to be signed to FM Revolver, and we dropped at the last moment before we actually put pen to paper.
Tell us about that briefly, Chick, because, I was under the impression you had signed, you were going to record your first LP.
So were we, and then it just sort of, things seemed to become more protracted, and the A&R men we were dealing with seemed to be less and less vocal. And we then read in Kerrang that they'd signed Lisa Dominique for a fabulous amount of money, and we put two and two together and made four immediately. So we contacted them, and suddenly they had gone off the boil, which was really strange considering that we had done all the pre-production work for the album and everything was ready to go. And largely, both Andy Mason, our keyboard player, and Doogie never really recovered from that. The disillusionment they felt there was kind of felt right throughout the band for the whole of this year, and it translated into a lot of cancellations. And, you know, generally, the band not doing what they were supposed to do, which was get out there and create some noise and make a move. Mm. So, I mean, I think we should have went ahead and did it on our own anyway. We've had discussions about this before. I mean, I think we should have went ahead and actually put something out on vinyl and went for it, you know, because the material was done and ready to go. But you can't always make everybody do what you want them to do. Mm. So it's been a very amicable split, and we're very pleased at the results, you know, at, you know, the way the band is going to be going from now on.
One or two of the audience out there might be sitting saying, great, Tom, we're enjoying your conversation with Billy and with Chick, but why are the two of them in the one room? So you better give us the news.
So we're having
we're getting married.
Yes, we are. Yes.
Very shortly.
Not to each other.
No.
No. But we're both going to the same place.
Yes. No. Well, you tell.
Anyway,
go on,
Okay. It's one of these sort of fairy tale stories. You know, I was drinking in a bar, and this guy gets up, and that's more or less what happened. Mm. You know, I went along to the a bar on the south side, and I heard them singing. I thought, aye, this was a couple of months ago. So, me not being too shy, I just approached him. I knew that Dougie was kind of unhappy at the time, so I approached him and asked him if he's interested in anything. You know, putting anything together. So we just got together, tried some writing.
Well, he paid me a lot of money. Basically,
that was really
a lot of money.
Yeah,
lot of money. But no, we got together, did some rehearsals, and it started to feel good. We got Chick and I got together, and
the rehearsals were good as well.
Started some songwriting together, and that really came together as well, because over the last 3 years I haven't played with a band, and I really kind of missed that aspect from the writing point of view as well. You know, you kind of lose your edge when you don't have anyone else to bounce off, you know. So I was kind of, you can sit in the house and write 3 minute pop songs and they sound good to you, but if they're not tried out with a band, it can sometimes, you end up, you know, maybe having about 50 songs that all sound what you would think would be a hit, but as soon as a band tries to play it, it just doesn't fit. So that kind of worked for me. You know, the band kind of dissected it and said, well, that bit doesn't really work. And I did the same with the stuff that Chick had. And we've come up with probably about a dozen songs now that we're all happy with.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hopefully getting, well, we've been rehearsing and hopefully get into the studio soon and get it done. We've got some interest already from down south. Because both La Paz and myself had kind of interest from labels, and it seems the people that we've spoken to down there seem to think it's a good move for both of us, for me and the band.
And how's the lineup going to be? You're obviously going to be on vocals, but guitar as well.
Guitar as well, yes. Although I'll leave the acrobatics to Chick. You know, he can have the horse impressions and all that.
You won't bring another keyboard player, and you can obviously play keyboards in studio. Building.
I have been known to kind of tinker about. You know, I'm not.
And he plays keyboards as well.
He's an old tinkerer.
I can see the way this interview's going.
Well, I don't think that, you know, it was quite a change for us to work with two guitars latterly with La Paz there when we had a stand-in when Andy left, and I liked the rawness. You know, I like a bit of bottle with the music. I nearly said balls there, Tom, sorry, but I like a bit of bottle with the music, and it's good to get that going again, you know?
And we don't really get in each other's way, you know. We've kind of managed to, I'm always able to find other areas to go when Chick's playing a certain part, so it's not just kind of thrash, you know. We're kind of
playing different
out
chords, basically.
Yeah, well, I'm still learning the fourth.
He's playing different songs to me, that's why we don't get in each other's way.
Yes, I've managed on three chords for so long now, I don't see why I should learn that fourth one, you know.
El Demented.
Yes.
I've been trying to show him that for ages.
Is there some gigs in the offing?
Well, we were offered,
yes,
and we had to turn down, unfortunately, a support to Uriah Heep, just because it's just too soon. And really, we could go out sort of a half-baked and try and, you know, go out and try and prove something, really, but I would rather wait until we had it right. Well, both would really.
It's a bit, it would be
right.
A bit early. You're talking the end of the month, and
too soon.
We're really, at the moment, we've been concentrating on each individual song for the quality as opposed to the quantity. We've got songs selected, but we haven't even worked on them all yet. You know, we've just kind of threw some out and we've said, right, we'll work on that one this week and we'll do this one. So, really, at the moment, we probably know about three songs, and probably by the end of the month, we might know four or five. But we want to make sure we do it right, and we want to take all aspects from the musical side, from all the songs, and from the image side. We want to get all that right before we go out and do anything.
Yeah.
What would your reaction be, Chick, to someone saying, yeah, La Paz, we're really into them 18 months ago, they really had a chance, but it hasn't happened for them. That's a shame. The singer's left, they're bringing in another singer, but perhaps they should have changed their name and started afresh.
Yeah, well, I could understand that, you know, opinion for some people. But the thing is the band La Paz never did anybody any harm, as it were. You know, we did nothing but good. We went down well with it, with the audience. We never sold out to the audience, apart from, as I say, the cancellations we had, which I can only apologise about. But that's behind us in terms of that. But when we did go out, we delivered the goods, both barrels, every time. It wasn't that we sold out at any time. So I felt quite strongly that if we gave up the name La Paz, it was a bit like giving up the whole thing. And I don't give up anything. I don't want to give up anything. And I hope that people will go for the new lineup. And if they want to live with their memories and live in the past, then that's fair enough, you know. But there will be other people who will want to come and listen to the new band just the same, you know. Mm.
And some of the stories that Billy's told you about rock and roll in Los Angeles and Chicago, etc. Does that
well, I'm going
encourage
to
you?
He just wants.
I'm going to have a nose widening job in the next couple of weeks. You know,
you're making fun of my nose.
Yes, I'm afraid so. It's Concord here. No, some of the stories he's told us are pretty mental, you know. But
it's all good, clean fun in the end, and it's only rock and roll. That's what it's all about. I think we should change the name, though, Chick. I saw a title today in the news, one of the newspapers, uh-huh. Euromince.
Euromince, aye. Well,
it's going to get distributed
up,
in Bell's Hill next week, really, but it's a great title, Euromince.
Well, distribution is very important, as you know, Billy.
Yes.
It's
not be up to much, though. It'll not be like your mammy made.
Okay, listen, it's nice talking to you. We better cut it short though and play a bit of music. But the problem is what we're going to play. Now, the choice we've got here, and I'll leave it up to you. We can either play Billy's old single, or
too risky, Tom, too risky.
We can play one of La Paz demos with Doogie on vocals.
Can I sing over the top here while we're playing it?
Give us Voodoo Child by Jimi Hendrix and be done with it.
Yeah.
Or we could play one of the La Paz tracks from Kelvin Grove, but again, it's Doogie and vocals.
Well, I don't know that.
Could you take his vocal out?
That was a good day, you know.
It was, actually.
It was a good day, and a lot of people have got a lot of fond memories of that. Me in particular, you know.
Well, I have no objection. I have no objection at all for you playing one of the La Paz.
I'll give you money later, darling.
No, really, I'd just rather you did that than play my single, uh-huh. to be quite honest. So, yeah. I mean, that's you go for it.
Or we could play a track from Nazareth recorded at... was it at the Mayfair or was it the Apollo we recorded Nazareth?
The Apollo. I was still with the band at that. I remember that.
Why don't you do them all?
That sounds like a good idea.
Yes.
And Voodoo Child.
Chick McSherry and Billy Rankin, thanks for coming in and having a chat. And all the best with the new La Paz.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Hope to see you soon again.